Oh, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. The Gunsmith, he's there, he's in his chair, he's ready to go.
Somewhat caffeinated.
We're going to talk about, oh, look what I did. I put Ruggiero's in. We're talking about Ruger's.
Ruger's.
It's like, why didn't I put two G's in?
You must. He didn't have breakfast this morning, folks.
I got to tell you.
Sorry.
Well, we did Ruggiero's as our sizzler
on
Wednesday, and we've got a $1,500 Ruggiero's certificate for catering up in our auction today, Saturday.
Wow.
You can bid on it. $1,500. Now, the minimum bid was $600. I don't know where it's at, but if past auctions are any indication, you could even get it for the minimum bid. We've been getting slaughtered with these things. And in addition to that, John?
Yeah.
Town Lenny's Hardware.
Uh-oh.
I've got a snowblower.
Oh, no kidding.
And
it's that
Aaron's
time of season, isn't it?
24-inch. it's a Compact Plus 24, electric start, gas-powered.
Wow.
Big, you know,
nice
machine, $1,100. $450 is the minimum bid for that bad boy.
Well, you know what? They can be a lifesaver. Me, with my heart, you know, I don't do a whole lot of shoveling these days. So.
No.
My heart flutters in gun shops, too. Did you know that?
Well, that's been happening for a long time, though.
Yeah, it has.
Especially when you see a Ruger. This is about Rugers, not Ruggiero.
Yeah, that's right. Well, thanks for twisting my mind thought. Now I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah,
Ruggiero's
too.
Does put a good...
Oh, they got
some good baked lasagna there, I tell you. Anyways, welcome to the Gunsmith Show this weekend, folks. It is the 27th of September already. It's hard to believe.
Almost done.
I got so many family birthdays this week. Every other day I've been texting family saying, hey, happy birthday, you know, and it's that time of year, I guess, for my family.
Now, does bow season start on the 1st?
It does. So Wednesday is the opener for
bow
season. And then it's only 23 days till pheasant season starts, which is October 20th. Today, yeah, okay, I'll go ahead and say it. It's 48 days till rifle season.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to know your limitations. So you got to say yes to some things and no to others. And Dan, I know you have a hard time with that too. But we just have different things we have a hard time controlling. So Dan likes to say yes to customers and
eats
his time up real bad.
Yes. I knew that's what you were referring to, yeah.
Yep. So he'll be in and out of the studio today. But other than that, we're doing fine. Now, this segment of the show is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises. Our good friend Jeremy at Reliable does just outstanding work. He's a licensed and insured builder. His specialty is custom deck work. But he and I have a ton of fun talking about guns. But I mean, most of the people that I talk to, I end up, the conversation goes to firearms.
You know, he had a guy who listens to the show, who reached out to us about getting in contact with him, and he did.
Yeah.
And he's got a beautiful deck proposal.
Oh, no kidding.
This guy's looking for something amazing.
That's cool.
Spectacular.
If you need an amazing deck. You know, and I'm watching, my son's looking for a house right now, and I'm watching all these Zillow ads for houses, you know, and the deck work on these houses, it'll be a $200,000 house, but it's got a fabulous deck. And you look at it and you're like, and they want $290,000 for it. You know, it's like, I guess my vision of a $200,000 house is different than it used to be, but,
boy, you can't find a $200,000 house
anymore.
That's
the truth of it. They get snatched up and they get turned into rentals. I know it's a terrible thing. But anyways, Reliable Enterprises can make your house livable the way you want to have it. So,
instead of buying new, you know, make your home what you want it to be.
Exactly.
Jeremy can certainly help you with that.
And Jeremy has avenues to even get you kitchen cabinets and stuff like that. He can get you everything you need.
Oh, he's got a hookup for kitchen cabinets?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, man. who'd have figured?
Yeah, who'd have knew? But he does. He's he's an amazing guy. So his number is 810-429-6957. And remember, you can always reach him right through my website. You can click right on his site, Reliable Enterprises, on the GSS.com. And this show is always available on there. And right after we broadcast, it's available as a podcast on our station, on our website, so you can always bring it up there. But if you're having a hard time today, snatch it up on the app, the US 103 app. It's a great way to listen to the show.
Now, where's the website that they would listen to it?
The GSS.com.
Oh, it's the GSS.com.
Right.
The GSS.com is your website.
That's my website.
For the GSS, the Gunsmith Show.
For the Gunsmith Show.
The GSS.com.
You're good at that,
I tell
you.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
I got it.
And then we have podcasting on there, so you can listen to all of our shows are on there. They go back for years.
They're archived.
They're what?
Archived.
They are archived. Then we also have our YouTube channel as well. Okay, so we beautiful. Have movies, or not movies. We do have some videos from here in the studio on yeah. there, but we've got a lot of our good old shows on there, so it's a lot of fun. So
you did some product testing videos.
Some what?
Product testing videos.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we used to do a lot of that back in the teens, in the 2000 teens. We had a lot of manufacturers that were letting us try their products for 90 days or 120 days. Yeah. And great times with scopes and guns and rifles and shotguns and ammunition. Browning hooked us up with tons of ammo and never had a bad batch of Browning ammo, I'll tell you that much. Good stuff. SIG has done a little bit with us as well. And so lots of fun on there. So that's for sure. Now, but today, I started to realize, because we're coming into October, and I was doing a count. You know, I shouldn't do this, but I was doing a count of guns, and I realized how many Ruger rifles I had. I don't have a lot of Ruger handguns like I used to. I grew up with Ruger handguns, but I've got a lot of Ruger rifles, and a whole bunch of them are 10-22s. Well, 10-22 is coming up. October 22nd.
Oh, geez, okay? Yeah.
So that's considered Ruger Day. And then the Rugers turn it into an entire week of Ruger uh-huh. celebration.
Yeah, but like Shark Week on Discovery.
Yeah, I don't care about Shark Week. I'm okay. talking about Rugers. So,
Ruger
but,
Week.
But I respect your need to watch sharks attack, you know, as long know. As it's not shark tornado or whatever.
You know what I really like to see? Are the killer whales. Killer whales are apex predator in the ocean. They're sharks, they're pretty scared of them.
Yeah.
Oh,
I would be too. I'm scared. I don't even want to go to SeaWorld.
But they like humans.
They don't let you carry a gun in SeaWorld.
No, you know? They so don't.
Pow, 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 pow. Got him.
I don't even think it would work against a killer whale, but they like humans. They've been offering food to humans in the ocean.
No
like,
kidding.
Yeah, it's
they're
like
trying to fatten us up.
I don't think so.
Maybe
I think
it'll make us more sluggish and act thinking, like a seal. I don't know.
You are a worthy adversary. You are the land version of what we are in the sea. We give yeah. you tribute.
Yeah, well, maybe they do. They seem to be pretty smart. They're kind of like dolphins.
They're very smart.
No, I've had fun with dolphins out in the Gulf of Mexico and stuff, petting them because they ride right next to the bow.
Yep.
And got to reach out and touch them while they're swimming by and everything.
Oh, that's
and lots
cool.
of fun. Never got in and swam with them.
Yeah.
But they're cool. They're smart too. I think they would offer. They, you know, there's always stories of them helping you.
Yeah, right.
You never hear about stories about deer helping people. Other
no.
than making you smile when you look out in the backyard and watch them play with your dog mm-hmm. or running around in circles and having fun. We've been watching deer eating mulberries all summer at our uh-huh. house. And when they walk away from the mulberry tree after an hour of eating mulberries.
Got purple lips.
They're all bellied out, and I swear they're drunk. They're wobbling when they walk away. It's like they got a buzz on. I think the fermented mulberries that fall on the ground. They just they don't pull them out of the tree. They just eat them off the ground. And the smell there it's a pleasant aroma. It's not a bad smell and aroma. And my neighbors are always making mulberry jam and stuff out of it. But it's like let the deer have them. You know they're enjoying them more than we are.
Cool.
The whole family stays out there. Mom and three babies, mm-hmm. and they eat and eat and eat. So. I'm surprised they haven't turned into a purplish hue.
John, I can't believe you keep distracting things. This is Ruger.
I'm sorry.
This is Ruger.
You're right. And I want to talk
about...
Would
you stay on track for crying out loud? I'm here trying to distract
you,
throw you off.
It's early morning. We're just getting the caffeine going through our system good. The Ruger Empire is what I want to talk about today because it truly is. It just grows and grows. A few years ago... Jake and I were doing a show and we were laughing because it seemed like every single week Ruger was launching like two or three new products. And it was like, boy, they are just going gangbusters at releasing new products. Just almost like they had a weekly quota to fill. And now they're just doing everything. They're into ammunition. They're into, I'm not going to call them Frankenstein guns, but they're guns they smash stuff together and come up with new plans, like the Ruger RXM. We gave one away in our raffle. Ruger and Magpul come together and make a gun that exactly matches or almost exactly matches a Glock and putting stuff out like that. But they're celebrating their 75th anniversary this year of some of their it's the 75th anniversary is what they're calling it, of some of their guns. Now, they started making guns in 1949. We're going to get into the history in a little bit, but I think from what I've seen in the past 20 or 30 years, now back when I was a kid, Rugers were rock solid, hardcore, good guns. William Ruger came out with most of his designs were ingenious, and they were phenomenal. They were just like, holy cow, how did he think of that? And they were like the Ruger 44 carbine, the Ruger number one rifles, you know, and the Ruger Security 6, just perfect Western-style guns, affordable, built strong, quality was good. The quality wasn't absolutely perfect, but it was good and good enough for most of us Americans to enjoy. Now what we're seeing is, like with the Gen 2 American rifles, the quality, the fit and finish, and they have acquired now Marlin firearms. The Marlin fit and finish is better than I've ever seen. And they're just doing things as right as they can. So hats off to Marlin, or to Ruger, for doing what they're doing. And you remember that slogan, Dan, don't you buy no ugly truck?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? It was, yep. I think it was a Blaine Buick or something from years ago, where don't you buy no ugly truck. Well,
that was Patsy Lou, wasn't it?
Before Patsy Lou, it was Blaine Buick. It was the same family, you know, but it might have been Patsy Lou. I don't know. But anyways, I always say quality first. And, you know, if it works flawlessly, it doesn't have to be beautiful. But boy, if you can get the best of both worlds, and Ruger's doing that right now, they're just kicking butt. And from their investment castings all the way through to all the new acquisitions they're doing, making suppressors, and now they've even just acquired the Anderson Firearm Company, which is a huge AR-15 manufacturing company in America. They swallowed them right up. So who knows what's next, but it's exciting to think about. So we got lots to talk about. Today is entirely Ruger talk this last weekend of September. So hang on tight. We got a lot more coming at you.
It's Ruger Day here in the Gunsmith Show on US 103.1. You're home for Ultimate Classic Rock. More Rugers after this.